If you would, join me once again in prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，早，我们一同祷告。
Father, we pray that your word would speak.
父神，我们祈求你的话语对我们说话。
And even more so that we would hear.
虽然我们都不在这里，但是你与我们同在。
That we would, at this point, hear your words and believe.
所以我们能够听你的话语，而且相信。
And so live.May you be seen.
你让我们可以看见。
May you be the one to be known.
你就是那个我们需要知道的。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
How many families have started to do some work in the garden?
有多少的家庭喜欢园艺？
My family has been growing everything from bean sprouts to garlic chives to eggplants and lettuce.
我的家庭栽种很多的东西，从那个韭菜到那个豆芽到那个的生菜、包心菜。
Our living room is starting to look like a greenhouse garden with all these little planters everywhere.
我的家很像一个温室，在当中有很多的小盆栽。
Now, every gardener or farmer knows the importance of the right conditions.
是一个好的农夫，他会晓得植物要适合的条件。
Right, soil, water, sunlight, temperature.
那些的土的水啊，阳光啊，温度是很重要的。
Even with all of this, we still know that God is the one who makes the plant grow.
就是所有条件配合起来，我们也需要知道，唯有神可以叫一切成长。
You and I could have every condition perfectly set up for success.
你跟我可以在很多好的条件底下的话，应该是可以成功的。
Perfect plans to produce a great harvest.
有很多很好的计划，应该有很好的成果。
And yet, still end up in disappointment.
但是很多时候我们发现都会带来很大的失望。
We also think this way about work and church.
我们很多时候也是同样的看我们在教会里面的工作。
If we have the right company or degree, experience or team.
如果我们有充分的经验，我们有一个很好的团队，我们很努力的去做。
If we seize this moment.
如果我们就是在一个很良机的时候做这个事情。
And if we have the right building or the right music or the right stage presence or the right charismatic leader for our church, we will be successful.
我们的设备很好，我们音乐很好，我们有一个很强的一个领导人，那我们一定会成功。
We will add numbers to our congregation.
我们会人数加添。
But then Corona shook up every perfect plan we probably had.
但是这个冠状肺炎的把我们一切的计划都打垮了。
Everything we were hoping to achieve.
所有的事情我们盼望可以做的。
Many experiences we hoped that would propel us forward shifted now to disappointment.
很多很多那些的动力帮助我们前进的现在都成为这个泡影。
And we seem to apply those same principles of success to our spiritual lives.
很多时候我们也应用这些的原则到我们的属灵生命里头。
As if we have not learned the lesson that God so vividly teaches us here.
我们真的没有把神对我们的教训在这个阶段的经文里面应用出来。
So as we look at this passage this morning, we cannot help but ask some vital questions.
所以今天早上我们看这段经文的时候，我们需要问一些很重要的问题。
How and why must we Christians produce spiritual fruit.
我们怎么样可以结出属灵的果子？
How do the words of Jesus tell us about the power to produce fruit for his good pleasure?
耶稣的话语怎么样可以帮助我们结出果子，以至于他可以喜悦？
And how does this passage reorient our lives not just for ourselves personally, but also for the church as we grow through unity in Christ.
我们怎么可以在这一段经文里面学到调整我们的生命，而且在我们的教会生活里面好好的活出来？
And so the context of our passage, Jesus is in the upper room with the disciples at the Last Supper, and Jesus tells the disciples a kind of parable.
所以在这个经文的背景是在最后的晚餐，在那个房间里面，耶稣是教训他的门徒。
And again, if you haven't opened it up in your own Bibles at home, please do so. But here's what Jesus shows them.
请你翻开你的圣经，你要看着耶稣怎么样的告诉他的门徒。
And so he says the point of this passage this morning is that that believers abide in Jesus to bear fruit.
耶稣在里面讲，就是说，凡在耶稣里面的都可以结果子。
Again, believers abide in Jesus to bear fruit.
在信徒在耶稣里面可以结果子。
I would like to impress upon us this morning three roots of truth from Jesus.
我盼望在三方面给大家们有一个很重要的提点。
And of course, there are many more in John chapter 15, but let's focus on these three.
在那个约翰福音十五章里面很丰富的经文，但是我们看重在这三点。
So the first root is that the vine dresser prunes every branch that bears fruit.
头一个重点，那个栽培的人会修剪每一个枝子，所以他可以结果子。
Again, the vine dresser prunes every branch that bears fruit.
栽培的人会修剪每一个枝子，他可以结果子。
Jesus, from the very beginning of this passage, makes the rules clear with one of his last I am statements.
耶稣在这里提到，那个我就是那个很重要的这个字句，是最后一次在这里提讲。
I am the vine, and the Father is the vine dresser.
我就是那个葡萄树，我的父亲就是那个栽培的人。
You'll notice that you and I are not anywhere mentioned even in the first verse.
你会发现你跟我在那个经文里面完全找不到。
So Jesus draws our attention primarily to the vine dresser.
所以耶稣把我们要看的重点放在那个栽培的人身上。
The vine dresser prunes every branch that bears fruit.
那个栽培的人修剪每一个枝子，他还可以结果子。
Now every seasoned gardener knows that if you want sweeter fruit, more vibrant flavors, you have to prune.
所以一个有经验的那个农夫他会晓得，如果你需要果子很甜，结得很好，你需要修剪。Whether
that's putting the plant in harsher conditions or doing what seems to be harmful by snipping here or cutting there, it guides the nutrients and energy to the branch to focus on producing better and more abundant fruit.
所以表面看起来可能就是剪边剪一刀，哪边剪一刀的，好像是伤害到那一个的葡萄树，但是的话，那个确实帮助他把那个营养输送到那个应当在的地方。
I'm not sure about you, but I'm often tempted to take the role of the vine dresser.
我不知道你怎么样想，但是我常常的想到，我就是那个栽种的人。
We think that pruning power belongs to us.
我们常常想，那个修剪的那个能力是在乎我。We
think we know what is best.
我知道什么是最好的。We
think we know what will be the most successful.
我知道怎么样才叫成功。We
often cut too deep, snip to produce something that's not worth our time and effort, or we don't prune at all.
很多时候我们或者是在一方面我们剪得太深，有些事情根本上就错了，或者是说我们完全没有做到修剪的那个工作。
Nowadays, we especially are prone to pruning nothing at all.
这个年代尤其是我们什么都不修剪。
We seem to want life to be easy.
我们盼望有一个舒服的生活。
We think that if our children have an easy life, if we have an easy life, that will produce a fruitful life.
那我们就想到，如果我有一个很舒服的生活，我的孩子有一个很舒服的生活，那我们就是很成功了。
And that's just not true.
那个是不对的。You
and I need to know our place and who is truly the vine dresser.
因为我们真的需要知道谁才是那个栽培的人。
The Father is the vine dresser.
父神才是那个栽培的人。
How many passages throughout Scripture remind us God disciplines those He loves?
多少的经文提醒我们父会教训那些爱他的人？
How many passages teach us that testing brings about maturity?
多少的经文告诉我们从试炼里面会使我们成长？
Consider James 1, consider it pure joy when you face trials of various kinds.
在约翰一书里面，那个的喜乐是在乎真的你被神在栽培。
Or Romans chapter 8, all things work together for good to those who love him, those called according to his purposes.
罗马书第八章，神会叫一切的事情都会成就，以至于爱他的人得到成长。
Or 1 Peter chapter 1, in this you rejoice, though for a little while, if necessary,You have been grieved by various trials, so that tested genuineness of your faith may be found to result in praise and glory and honor.
彼得前书第一章，如果是在百般的试炼当中，你才可以经历那个信心，你才可以成长起来。
What is the Father pruning in your life?
所以父神在你的生命里面怎么样的修剪？
What trials has He?Brought you and where has he started to snip away?
有怎么样的经历会帮助你把那些不好的他帮你剪去？
Is it the self-sufficiency that you have put in your own future?
是不是你常常都认为依靠你自己就能够可以支配你的将来了？
Is it all the pride and hope that you've put into that work project or those school grades at the cost of your spiritual life?
是否所有的能力你在当中所得的骄傲就可以帮助你成为一个成功的人呢？
And as you have spent more time with your family in the past month or with your roommates in this past month, has God brought out just how irritable you are?
是不是神就把你跟你的家人跟你的室友放在一起太长，让你晓得要学习什么东西呢？
How unreasonable you may be.
怎么样的你是不太理智的人。
How petty you often treat other people.
那你对其他人实在是不太好的。
Maybe how inconsiderate, overbearing, easily angry, selfish, harsh, dismissive you might be.
你都是不关心人的，你在当中很容易发怒，你就是一个很小气的人。
Is your wife or husband turning over to you now?
是不是现在你的丈夫或是妻子已经对你很不满了？
Are your children nodding right now?
是不是你自己的儿女已经在点头了？
Are your roommates nudging you?
是不是你的室友已经在 给你一些的提醒呢？
Has God revealed to you in this season of how much sin remains and how little fruit has formed?
那神有没有提醒你，你有多少的事情需要修改？你自己接受的果子是多么的少。
What has God been pruning in your life?
神怎么样的修剪你？
So hear this, that pruning is good.
所以我们需要确定那个神的那个教训，他的修剪是好的。
Do not avoid the pruning that comes from the Father.
千万不要逃避神他的那个修剪，他的修理。
In wisdom, in prayer, in obedience, see that God is shaping you into the likeness of His Son.
在智慧当中，在那个祷告里面，你要晓得神是怎么样的塑造你。
And so the vine dresser prunes every branch that bears fruit.
所以栽培的人在每一个结果子的枝子，他都修剪。
But pruning alone does not produce fruit.
但是只是修剪而已，不能只光是这样做。
So what else do we need to produce that fruit?
那我们还需要什么？
The second root of truth is that the vine is the source for bearing fruit.
所以第一个重点就是说，那一个葡萄树才是那个的来源。
Jesus then turns to his relationship with us. He is the vine and we are the branches.
耶稣提到是他跟我们个人的密切的关系，他就是那个葡萄树，我们就是那个枝子。
He is the vine that we must abide in.
我们一定需要在与耶稣连在一块儿。
There is no other source of life, no other place to receive the water we need and the nutrients that nourish us.
在其他地方再没有那个生命的泉源，再没有其他的养分可以帮助我们成长的了。
The vine is the only source for bearing fruit.
那个葡萄树就是那个唯一的那个生命的泉源，可以帮助我们结果子。
And Jesus re-emphasizes this in the passage to point, in this point with the disciples.
耶稣重新的强调这一点啊啊，对他的门徒讲说
，The branch cannot bear fruit by itself, and neither can you.
那个枝子不能自己就结果子，就好像你也不能一样。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
离开了我，你什么都不能做。
Many times the disciples had to learn this lesson over and over and over again.
那纵然那些门徒学了学了又学了。
Whether feeding the 5,000,
不管是哈耶稣喂饱五千人。
The times where they didn't have or couldn't have heal anyone.
或者说哈他们哈不能够去医治任何人。
Or fishing all night and catching nothing.
整夜的努力去打鱼，但是一条也抓不住。
But notice what Jesus does here.
但是耶稣帮他们成就一切。
Jesus points our eyes not to fruit bearing, but upon him.
耶稣说你不要只是看着那些的结果，但是你需要仰望在我的身上。
The branch cannot bear fruit by itself, and neither can you.
枝子不能结果子，你们也不可以。
You and I are tempted to think more about fruit bearing than we are to think about abiding in Him.
很多时候我们只看着那个果子，但是我们没有想到我们需要连在基督里面。
How strange it is that the very thing we need to do, that is to bear fruit or produce fruit, is the very thing that we are not responsible to do.
所以最主要的事情我们反而就不做，这是在基督里面，反而我们定睛仰望在那果子身上。
Your responsibility, my responsibility, is to abide in the vine.
我们主要的责任就是连在耶稣里面，在耶稣基督里面。
Not to work harder, not to sweat more in order to produce fruit.
不是要继续的更加的放太多的努力在当中，而是需要在耶稣基督里面。
Someone once asked the mentor of famous theologian John Stott how to grow in holiness and godliness.
所以曾经有一个人问一个神学家 John Stock 怎么样才可以成为圣洁？
So his mentor Eric Nash answered, "Just abide, man. Just abide."
所以他就说，只是黏在基督里面，只是住在基督里面。
Imagine the ex-Muslim believer living in the strict Islamic country.
很多的伊斯兰教徒，他是在街上那个生活。
They might probably be the only Christian in their town.
那时候呢，有一小群人，他是唯一的基督徒。
Or imagine the Christian who has been tossed into prison.
那些基督徒很可能的被扔在那个监牢里面去。
With nothing but the word memorized, written upon their hearts.
他们什么都没有，只是记住神在神的话语在他们的心中。
Yet each clings so tightly to the vine.
所以他们就是好像抓紧在那个葡萄树里面一样。
They abide closely to Jesus and persevere.
他们在受逼迫的时候就黏紧在耶稣基督里面。
So how has your faith been?
那你的信仰，那你的信心又如何？
Have you clung more tightly to the vine over the past month under quarantine?
在这个叫家居令里面的话，你有没有抓紧主耶稣基督？
Has your faith diminished because you have relied too heavily on church programs to fuel your faith?
你的信心是不是减退了？因为你是依赖教会里面哪些的节目来提醒你，来帮助你。
Maybe these past months have given you some time to reconsider what really fuels your faith.
或者是在过去这个月帮助你有好好的反省的机会。
Is the source of motivation of your faith?The hope that you can meet in a big church building?
你的生命的原动力是不是在乎你有一个很大的一个教堂?
To meet with other Chinese people?
跟其他的老宗聚在一块儿?
Or maybe it's doing significant things or spectacular things?
或是做一些的轰轰烈烈的事情,很重要的事情。
Have you mostly relied on the church gathering to fuel your faith?
就是你真的你的信心就在乎很多的人聚在一块的时候来鼓励你。
Now don't get me wrong, these things are good.
不要误会，这些事情都是好的。
These are things that come from our relationship with Christ.
那些事情都是因为我们有好的关系才会发生出来。
But never, never, let us never think that these are the things that are our relationship with Christ.
但是我们千万不要以为哪些的现象就是我们跟主的关系。
One author wrote this.
有一个作者这样写。
All church and ministry effectiveness is built on this proposition.
所有的事工，所有的哪些的教会的工作，就是在这一个的那个基础底下。
It is Christ who gives the increase.
是基督他帮助我们增长。
And therefore, for there to be any fruitfulness, we must abide in Him.
所以有任何的果子，我们一定需要粘在基督里面。
I hope that your answer is that Jesus is the fuel, Jesus is the source, even as the church points to Him.
所以现在我需要大家都要注意到，耶稣才是那个来源，耶稣才是那个能力。我们教会一切都是依靠主耶稣。
And if you are feeling dry this season,
如果你在那个现在的生命感到枯渴，
if you are finding cracks in the soil of your soul,
你觉得你的心田的那个土壤是很干的，
I beg of you, go to him.
我就现在劝你去到耶稣基督跟前。
For only from him is living water.
因为唯有他给我们那个活水。
Abide in him by digging into his word.
住在他里面，然后活在他的话语里面。
Abide in him by trusting him in prayer.
黏在他里面，相信他，祷告。
Abide in him by hearing his word and living in obedience.
在他里面，听到他的声音，而且愿意遵行。
And when we are dry, we feel that disconnecting Jesus will make things better.
如果我们心灵枯干的话，我们就要相信神会帮助我们。
But it is only being vitally connected to him that your thirst is quenched, your hunger is satiated.
一定要黏在基督里面，我们心里面的干渴才可以得到满足。
And in him will you be satisfied.
在他里。
In him is life.
在他里面是生命。
Fruitful life to the full.
是一个可以结果子的一个完美的生命。
Trust him, abide in him. He is the source of life.
相信他，住在他里面，他是生命的泉源。
And so finally, what then is the result?
所以最后，那个结果是。
Let's take a look at that third root.
我们看看第三点。
The third root of truth is that the branch glorifies the vine dresser and proves to abide in the vine by bearing fruit.
第三个重点是说，那个枝子能够荣耀那个栽培的人，是因为他住在那个葡萄树里面，然后结果子。
Again, as we've already seen, the branch is not responsible for bearing fruit.
所以我们看见。
At least directly responsible.
不是直接的结果子。
Jesus has said these things not to discourage, but to encourage his disciples.
耶稣讲这个不是在需要去鼓励他的。
It is not the priority of the branch to produce that fruit.
那个优先不是在看重在那个枝子能不能结果子。
And that's amazing.
那是很奇妙的。
It is the Father who prunes to produce much fruit, and it is the Son who is the source of that growth.
父神是那个栽培的人，他那个修剪的人，但是儿子却是那个生命的那个源头。
So it is no wonder that when the branches bear fruit, all eyes should be pointed at the vine dresser and the vine.
所以当这个枝子结出果子来。我们所有的重点应该放回那个栽培的人跟那个葡萄树身上。
When there are wonderful grapes that come out, the first question is from what vineyard and from what style of plant or what species of plant?
而我们看见那个葡萄是很大很美的，我们就想到那个栽培的人是如何的，是怎么样的一个的葡萄树。
But we don't ask what kind of branch it was.
但是我们从来不看它是什么样的枝子了。
So the branch glorifies the vine dresser and proves to abide in the vine by bearing fruit.
所以能够结出果子来的枝子，能够荣耀那个栽培的人跟那个葡萄树。
Now the fruit is most directly a picture of Christ's likeness.
其实那个果子就是直接的反映出你有多像基督。
This is the fruit that has character or values that are like Christ.
那就是啊，像基督的那样的一个的情况，是让我们可以啊结果子。
The very person of Christ reflected in the branches.
就是那个枝子能够把耶稣呢，这个他的形象能够反映出来。
It both glorifies God and shows that we abide in Christ.And we are His.
那这个荣耀就是说，我们能够跟耶稣连在一起，也能够荣耀父神。
So once again, bearing much fruit points to God's glory as it tells of the gardener's work.
所以多结果子就要可以看出来那个的栽培的人有多花功夫在上面。
Bearing much fruit shows that we are Jesus' disciples as the branch comes from the vine.
所以能够结果子，我们就可以知道我们是从耶稣基督里得到这个能力，那个栽培的人给我们很多的功夫。
We of course see this in Philippians 2.
我们在那个哈可以看见，好像保罗在腓立比书第二章这样讲。
That he says, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure."
因为是神在你里面，你才可以活出那一个的救恩，是你自己的工作。他是得到的那个的喜悦。
So this is the warning that you have to hear.
所以你一定要听到这样的警告。
Every disciple bears fruit.
每一个的门徒都需要结果子。
It may be small fruit at first, but it is still bearing fruit.
虽然在起初的时候是很小的果子，但是他一定会结果子。
Fruit is the marker that you are his disciple.
果子就是那个标记，证明你是他的门徒。
The one who is not in him, the one who does not bear fruit, will be taken away, gathered up, thrown out, and burned up.
那些不结果子的，在那个葡萄树以外的，会聚起来扔在火里面去。
We also see this in Matthew chapter 18 and Matthew chapter 25.
所以在马太福音十八章、二十五章也是记载同样的事情。
So do not miss the warning here.
不要忽略这边的那个警告。
You and I cannot produce Christ's likeness without abiding in Him.
你跟我根本不能像基督，如果我们不住在他里面。
Do not merely look like or appear to be part of the vine, and yet.Never abide in him.
不要只是表面上看起来是那个树的一部分，但是从来没有连接起来。
So if this morning you are joining us online and you do not know Jesus, I ask you to seek him.
所以今天早上如果你在线上听到了这样的一个的信息的话，你是需要在他里面。
And maybe it's the case that you've been a part of the church for a very long time.
或者是说你认为你是教会的一部分已经很长的时间。
You've maybe even been a part of some leadership.
甚至于你是在那个领导人的那个当中的其中之一。
It might be that you have even helped with some projects or have even become a member.
或者说你甚至于是一个的会友。而且有很多的事工你都有参与。
And yet, he is not in you, and you are not in him.
但你不是连在他里面，他也不在你里面。
Hear the call this morning.
今天早上听到神的呼召。
Abide in him.
需要连接在基督里面。
Do not abide in the church organization.
不要只是连在那个教会那个主机上面。
Or abide in the ministries to be done.
我只是注重于在那些的事工的进展。
Abide in Jesus.
是应该连接在基督里面。
But this passage is not just a warning, but a call for us to be in awe of the work of God.
那个经文不单单是只是提出警告，而是要我们看见神的大能。
That Christ-like transformation that is happening in brothers and sisters.
那耶稣基督的让我们的改变是可以看到在弟兄姊妹的身上。
Let's be filled with joy and praise as people walk in faithfulness and fruitfulness.
所以我们是需要充满喜乐，因为我们是在主里面。
Let's speak words of affirmation to one another as we see spiritual fruit grow in the lives of the church.
是当我们看见我们属灵的果子正在结出来的时候，我们要彼此勉励。
One pastor writes this.
有一个牧师这样的写。
Talking about Paul.
他讲到保罗。
Paul, time and time again, chooses to look at the progress people have made and to focus on that.
保罗常常的在看着人在他的成长的过程里面，然后放纵在他们的成长身上。
He knows they have a long way to go before they perfectly reflect Jesus Christ.
他知道他们有很长的路要走，他们如果需要真的把耶稣基督表现出来。
But he chooses to focus on their virtues.
但是他放在那个他们的优点身上。
He chooses to focus on how they have come, how far they have come.
他们看重在他们已经跑了多远。
He chooses to be satisfied.
他选择要得到这个满足。
Are you satisfied by God's transforming work in brothers and sisters?
你是因为看见弟兄姊妹在神身上的改变，你感到满足了。
And so we see from our passage today, once again, that believers abide in Jesus to bear fruit.
所以从今天的经文，我们可以看见。真的在耶稣基督里面，我们住在他里面，就可以结果子。
So I close with this.
所以我这样的做那个结束。
Our overly emphasized goal-seeking, progress-oriented, growth-capitalizing mindset has turned us upside down.
所以我们就看重那个成果，看重那个前进，看重那一个的果效，就把我们把我们翻倒过来。
It has left us disappointed.
所以让我们甚至于失望。
Let us be a people that are much more inclined to prune submitting, Christ abiding, transformation witnessing people.
让我们放纵在哪些在主里面的，在神的修剪里面的，在那个成长过程里面的弟兄姊妹们。
For it is not just God who saves us.But transforms us.
因为神不单单是拯救了我们，也是改变了我们。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, if it was up to us to bear fruit, we would utterly fail.
父神，如果只是靠着我们才能结果子的话，我们就终归于失败。
Thank you for your Son who gives us life.
谢谢你的儿子赐给我们生命。
Thank you for the good news that shows us that we can have forgiveness of sin and have peace with you.
谢谢你这个福音的好消息，让我们知道我们的救恩，我们可以得与与你和好。
Thank you for your Spirit that guides and leads us as we walk and obey and trust you.
谢谢你的灵常常的指引我们，所以我们可以顺服你，我们可以听从你。
We look forward to the many changes that you will make in us and in our church.
我们期待着你在我们生命里面的改变，改变这个教会。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.